Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the parsha. This week's parsha is Bereishis, but today happens to be also the final day of the holiday of Sukkos and also the eve of a second holiday that follows in the heels of Sukkos and is really the culmination of the Sukkos holiday, known as Shemini Atzeres. In the diaspora, Shemini Atzeres is kept for 2 days. And so the second day is known as Simchas Torah, and that is the day that we celebrate the completion of the entirety of the Torah. We finish the final parsha of the Torah and immediately begin the Torah anew from the beginning, from Bereishis. This year, because Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah are on Thursday and Friday, begins tonight, Wednesday night, and goes Thursday and Friday, we will go straight into Shabbos and read Parshas Bereishis on Shabbos the day after the end of the holiday. I'd like to focus on an idea that kind of ties together the Sukkos holiday with the going back into the regular schedule and the regular day-to-day life right afterwards. Tomorrow, Shemini Atzeres features a very interesting prayer known as Tfilas Tal, the prayer for, actually Tfilas Geshem this time of year. Pesach is Tfilas Tal, the prayer for dew, but on Sukkos, on Shemini Atzeres, we have a special prayer called Tfilas Geshem, the prayer for rain. And that prayer is done with a lot of fanfare. A special tune is used for that prayer. And the chazan, the one leading the services, wears it, dons a white kittel. So obviously it's a very solemn, important prayer. And the question is, why is the prayer for rain so important more than any other prayer? We ask God daily for our needs, and yet here we have a special prayer for rain as the rainy season begins in the land of Israel. And while the simple understanding is that rain is the source of all life, on a deeper level, the idea of rain, Geshem, is really that it's the idea of God's providing us from heaven with our needs, everything that we need. And in fact, in the Hebrew, the word Gashmias is the term used for physicality in this world. And it comes from the word Geshem, which means rain. So the idea of rain is really that all physicality comes from heaven. And as we complete the holiday of Sukkos, which is known in the Torah as the holiday of the gathering of all the crops and everything that we've grown all year, while that is true in an agricultural society, and while we don't really have that today as most of us are city slickers, but the idea is that there's a cycle of the year as well in our lives, and that Sukkos is the culmination of our entire year's worth of work on our own growth and our own spiritual growth and personal growth. Sukkos is the culmination of the entire year. We have the three festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Sukkos is the last of the three. We have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos is the culmination of those three. And while each has its own track and both culminate in Sukkos, the idea is that Sukkos is the time of the gathering. It's the time of taking stock of what we've achieved, what we've accomplished, and then taking all that and thanking God for His blessings and recognizing that God provides for us, and taking all that and moving on into another year and another cycle as we begin another winter. And it is in the land of Israel, it's the rainy season when God again provides us with our needs, both physical as well as the spiritual opportunities that we need to grow as individuals. And the winter is, there's not really many holidays, certainly not of scriptural origin. We do have Hanukkah and we have Purim, which is really the harbinger of Pesach, of Passover. We have Hanukkah, a couple other minor holidays, but there's not a lot going on in the winter. It's dark, it's rainy, it's cold. And the idea is that this is a time for God to provide us for our needs, to give us all the potential that we need in the form of rain and other physical needs, and give us the opportunities that we need. So as we complete Sukkos, as we complete the Torah, as we complete yet another cycle of another year of growth, both in the physical world and in the spiritual world, we also take all that and all our accomplishments, and we now take it to the next level and begin another year, not at the same level, but at a higher level than we were at in the past, to strive to even greater heights. And so the prayer for rain is the prayer for God to give us all of our needs, to give us the opportunities we need to grow further as we go through the winter, to receive that, to take what we've had last year, and to receive God's blessings throughout the dark winter when it doesn't look like there's a lot going on, but really to receive all those blessings, to get them ready to develop come springtime, come Passover, and to take the level that we've achieved this year to an even higher level. And so we go straight from Sukkos as we celebrate the culmination, right back to the beginning, to Bereishis, to begin again. Not that this is the end, but on the contrary, the end is the end of the last, but it's also the beginning of the next step as well. I wish you a Happy Shemini Atzeres, a wonderful Shabbos, and a wonderful winter as well. Have a good Yom Tov, a happy holiday, and have a great Shabbos.